Oh yeah, you hear that, guys?
Come on, baby.
Memorial Day weekend. Drink it in. I love it, dude. Okay. All right, we get it, Bruce. We get it, buddy. Welcome back to Be Fit with Brian Pruitt. I'm your host, man. This podcast is all about being fit physically, mentally, spiritually, nationally. No, I'm kidding. But it is Memorial Day, and wanted to record a quick podcast, talk a little bit about sacrifice, kind of just think out loud, too. This is going to be hopefully a beneficial discussion and conversation with myself and you. And hopefully you leave a better person after listening. Hopefully you leave this podcast with a sense of what needs to go, what needs to be sacrificed, what needs to be excavated from your soul, from your life, from your day. Okay. That's the hope of the podcast episode. I'm very, very grateful, obviously. It's one of those things where I'm grateful that I have an idea, but I don't even know a fraction of what it took for me to enjoy and to live and to reap the benefits that so many people sacrificed for. Does that make sense? Like, being grateful is the least I can do. Saying thank you to veterans, thank you to people, men and women who've served our country, America, me being American, raised in Florida, like, that is amazing. That is incredible that I get to be in a studio recording a podcast. I have a computer. I have a smartphone. I have freedom of speech. I have freedom to think for myself, which I would encourage you guys all to do and do more of, right? Like, that's hopefully one of the things that I elicit from a desire standpoint. My goal is to, like, help you get and stay physically fit, but also, like, spiritual things. Also thinking for yourself. Hey, just because culture says something or is pushing something doesn't always mean it's correct. Doesn't always mean it's your best case scenario. Doesn't always mean it's best for you, right? But again, going back to the sacrifice of our veterans, sacrifice of people in general, man, go back generations too. That's such a cool thought. Go back to your father, your father's father. I mean, like, your father's father's father father. Like, it's nuts to go back even 3, 4, 5, 6 generations and think about all the sacrifice that led up to this point for you and me to now have a shot at life, to now have an opportunity in front of us to become everything we're meant to become. That's amazing. That's cool. That's really mind-blowing to me. And so that elicits this gratitude in the morning. First thing, it's the sense of, wow. We just act, it's so funny how we just act like this always happens. We act like the sun always rises and we get to be conscious enough to feel it and to live. So many people took their last breath last night. So many people took their last breath yesterday. And yet we live our lives like it's just going to be, boom, tomorrow's going to happen, the sun's going to rise. And don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm not saying the sun's not going to rise, but we're not guaranteed tomorrow. You aren't guaranteed your next breath tonight, you know, like, it's that type of mentality, that mindset of living, it really does give us a sense of urgency. Like, bro, let's go, let's get better, let's impact, let's love, let's serve, let's create, let's take risks, let's not stay the same. I refuse to stay the same, as you should too. Refuse to live apathetically. Refuse to just die slowly. I'm not interested in that kind of life. So, wow, that was a 3-minute tangent, but just sacrifice, man. I want to open it up with a verse that obviously speaks a great deal to this and a great deal to what I want to speak on today. But Jesus said in the New Testament, I should probably look up the actual verse. I copy and pasted the verse, but the verse is, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for for one's friends. No man, no woman has greater love than this, to give your life, to lay it down for others, for friends, for loved ones. It's amazing. There's another verse in scripture that Jesus talks about. Look, if you want to find your life, you want to go find yourself, you want to go save your life, you want to hold on to this life so badly that you're white-knuckling your own life, you will lose it. But he says, if you give your life for my sake, you'll find it. So you give your life, you find it. You try to hold on to your life. You try to hang on to that and try to control everything and be perfect. And man, you will lose your life. Getting comes after giving. You get and you attain after you let go. It is so crazy. It's like the backwards idea of God's kingdom. You know, that runs consistently through Scripture, especially the New Testament. So just a really cool idea, man. It's the idea of sacrifice. And plus, no one has greater love than this. And so obviously, you know, I'm a believer, and Jesus laid down his life for me, for you, the ultimate sacrifice. Look, I am not trying to downplay sacrifices made by soldiers and by military and by people in general, people saving someone's life at the expense of their own, everyday people. But it's this idea that the ultimate sacrifice has already happened. It's already been paid. And now I walk in freedom. I walk in empowerment because I'm chasing the line. I'm looking to Christ because he's already done that for me and for you. He's done that for our behalf. So everything else is a ripple effect and a byproduct of the ultimate sacrifice, which is Christ on the cross, doing what we could not do for ourselves so that we may live and walk in newness of life. And so everything gets better. The best is yet to come. Look, if you don't have hope in this life, this is the best it's going to get. But that's why I'm fired up, because man, God's opened my eyes to more. And so for me, this is not the best. This world is not the best that's yet to come. I mean, my days get better and better, hopefully. I'm not one of those guys who believes that, you know, life is a series of unfortunate events and it gets worse and worse and worse. And I'm just going to drag my feet more and more. And it's just like, man, I'm just trying to survive and I'm crawling. I'm like reaching for the finish line. I'm not that guy. And you shouldn't be either. The best is always yet to come. If you have hope, if you have a future, if you have breath in your lungs, you have the opportunity to make the future days better than the past. You have an opportunity to have your best days in front of you, as opposed to just thinking, oh man, the good old days. My best days are behind me, right? So that's really powerful, man. I wanna just speak on that, obviously, and I spoke to that. Let me get a drink real quick. I'm doing one of these things where I'm just kind of ripping through the podcast, and I used to cut it, kind of do all these different things, but I'm just like, these days, let me just get it out. Let me just allow you guys to get to know me on a deeper level and a authentic and a real level, because it's easy to put on a front and to edit and to use filters and to cut stuff up and to make it all look pretty and like I'm a perfect orator when I'm not, right? You guys know that. So look, everything has a cost. Everything has a price. Your freedom that you enjoy came at a cost. The freedom that I enjoy, it came at a cost. And so how much are we thinking about that on a day-to-day basis? I'll be honest, I don't think about that much. But I guarantee you, if I did think about it 1% more, I would probably live with more gratitude, more gratefulness, a sense of urgency, and a sense of duty. Like, wow, this is pretty powerful, the idea of living and having opportunity. It's not a given. Freedom is not a given. So I could talk about the ultimate freedom, what that looks like, just like the ultimate sacrifice, what that looked like. And so if you want freedom, man, become more spiritually fit and just, I guess, keep searching, right? There's that scripture that says, knock and the door will be opened, seek and you will find. And so that's what I would say is the answer to all your problems. It can be found in one person, and his name is Jesus. So everything has a price. I love the idea of your quality. Tomorrow's quality for you really just depends on the quality of your sacrifices today. What do I mean by that? Well, I think let's talk about contrast, because it's probably the best way to explain this idea. But your future, right? Let's think of a guy who, again, he doesn't know his best days could be in front of him. He is asleep to his potential. He hasn't had his potential unlocked. His his gifting unlocked. So he's looking, he's just settling for being average. He's going through the motions in life. He's showing up at his work. He's just going through, he's grinding. He's barely making it. He goes home, he eats crappy food, right? He doesn't move, doesn't work out. He doesn't strength train when he could, because there's a difference between a guy who, you know, literally can't. I know people who are disabled and who have limitations, and you can only do so much. And even in that, I know guys who have limitations who will get 1% better. They refuse to back down, to lay down, and to shrink back. They refuse, because it's much more, it's bigger than just the act of getting 1% better. There is something deep within you that if you say and refuse, look, I can do that, but I'm not going to. I'm going to settle. You're telling your subconscious, you're telling your unconscious brain that you're not worth it. Your future isn't worth it. You're telling yourself so much in that one small decision. So for me, 1% better is not just a simple thing like that. It is powerful. It is a deep idea that can unlock greatness within you when you just commit to that. So it's all relative. That's my point. But this guy is settling, man. He's eating freaking garbage. He's watching loads of TV. He's scrolling on social media mindlessly. He just goes through the motion. He's not present with his family, maybe. There's many things that can describe this man. So that dude is sacrificing his best self. He's sacrificing his future for what comes easy and what's pleasurable right now. Does that make sense? That dude sacrificing the most important thing, or the important thing, for what feels good today. And that's not a price I'm willing to pay. I'm sorry. And you shouldn't be willing to pay that price either. That is not a good deal. If we got any business people listening, that's not a good deal. Sacrificing your future for what feels good consistently over time, that gets you nowhere. It doesn't get you where you want to go. Make sense? Cool. So the opposite can be said of guys willing, right? Waking up to their potential, willing to sacrifice today, sacrifice what comes easy, sacrifice what feels good in the moment but has repercussions that negatively impact his future. They're willing to sacrifice that for their future, for the man or woman they're going to become, because it's not just them. It's the people in their lives. It's the businesses they'll build, the people, the lives, the souls they'll impact. They're not willing to sacrifice for that person. They're not willing to sacrifice at the expense of that future, of the future ripple effect that could be used for so much good. Does that make sense? So at every moment, every second of the day, every day of the week, every moment, you're sacrificing something. And it's not, you know, I don't want to make it feel like every second of the day is so profound, but I'm a firm believer in you're either running towards your potential or you're running away from it. And a lot of times running away does not look like you just sprinting in reverse. It looks like settling. It's kind of like that stagnation, and you're like, yeah, well, I know I could be doing something more, but whatever. It's not that big of a deal, you know. I don't have enough time. Being physically fit is not that important, dude. Stop making it a big deal. When in reality, dude, if your quality of life goes up, your confidence goes up, your energy goes up, your knowledge goes up, everything else gets better. Everybody benefits when that happens. So that's why I'm stoked. That's why I'm passionate about living this life of 1% better, of fit, being physically fit, mentally fit, spiritually fit. Everybody else benefits when I do that. So it's not as selfish as what you may feel or what people may say, therefore eliminating the excuse of, oh, dude, you just are making fitness your number one thing, or I can't possibly get fit because I don't do that for a living, or name whatever excuse is in the book and squash it and just say, look, I'm not making it a priority because I'm putting the bar to the moon, and so of course I can't hit that. Lower the bar to 1% better. See how that feels. Right? See what you can accomplish over time when you choose to get 1% better. That is the secret, my friends. Okay? So count the cost. This is an idea that I'll go through real quick, but it's backed by scripture. Count the cost. Everything costs something. Just like I said, right? The quality of your tomorrow depends on the sacrifices you make today. you staying unfit, or, you know, if you're not, if you are fit, and I'm speaking to someone who is feeling like, man, I really am unfit. I do not have a healthy relationship with food. I don't have a healthy relationship with social media, with TV, with porn, with friends, with places I go. Dude, you staying the same costs you way more than a gym membership, way more than a program, way more than an investment into a coach, way more than fill in the blank. You staying the same costs you everything. So it's your choice to get better. It's your choice to make a decision that can have a positive ripple effect as opposed to a negative one. Okay, so Luke 14, and I hope you guys are tracking right now. I feel really good, and I hope this is hitting because I know it's an important message, sacrifice. All right, Luke 14, Jesus sits down and says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay down the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. So that is, it just echoes the idea of count the cost. Everything costs something. But I will tell you, just like you know and people around you know, staying the same, staying unfit, staying unhealthy costs you way more. So I know you have what it takes, just like I have what it takes. If I'm reliant on the source for my energy and for my confidence and for my hope and for my strength, that's unlimited. That is, if I tap into that, that is unlimited. So if I can count the cost and I can sit down and say, look, I need to make whatever I need to do happen so I can build this tower. That's the goal. Build the building. Make the move. Build the business. Start, take the risk. Start whatever you need to do. Start, build the body, right? Start whatever you need to do. Sit down, count the costs, and make a move. Make a decision. Take action. I posted today, we're all just entrepreneurs after all. The definition of an entrepreneur is one who undertakes, one who risks, one who creates. The first thing we know about God in the Bible, Yahweh, in the Old Testament, Genesis, before we know he's a loving God, before we know he's patient, he's love, he is perfect, we find out he's creative. He brought order from chaos. He brought something from nothing, right? That's a really cool idea. So when we create, and this is shout out to, I think it's Jordan Rayner with Called to Create, his book. When we create, we're doing the most godlike thing we can possibly do. You know, that's what he said, I believe, in a way. So if I misquoted him, I apologize. But it doesn't matter. When we love, we're the most godlike thing we can do is to love someone. If we create with purpose, with love, and the intention to impact the world for good, we are doing a very godlike thing. So we are not gods ourselves, and we will never become gods ourselves. There is one God. But when we love, when we serve, when we create, when we impact, when we help, when we forgive, when we reconcile, when we redeem, like we are doing godlike things. So that's kind of the goal, is to be more shaped into the image of God, right? To be more Christ-like. So what are you willing to sacrifice, right? Again, just like I said, I wouldn't be where I am, just like you wouldn't be where you are, without the sacrifice of others long before us, if you think about generations ago, right? But also in the most recent future, right? We wouldn't be where we are today without sacrifice. So, man, what are we sacrificing today? Don't sacrifice your future. That's my message. Do not sacrifice your future because it's easier, that's promoted, or that's popular. What are some things, and I'll wrap up here, what are some things you need to excavate from your life? What are some things you need to put through the fire of refining? You need to freaking drop the dead weight. You need to drop that bad habit. You need to maybe cut out alcohol. Maybe titrate back. Maybe you need to stop, again, like one of the most powerful things you can do is stop watching porn. That is such a powerful thing in my life, man, for years, dude. I thought it was like okay, and it's not as bad as sleeping around and, you know, even like the wife, right? It's not as bad as cheating on my wife, but it's such a damaging habit. And so that's an extreme example. So I'm tempted all the time, of course. Like I'm not saying I just have victory over that, but in God, and his strength, that's the only time I have victory. And when I think back to the ultimate sacrifice on the cross, I then stand in victory with Christ because I'm in Christ and I've conquered that in him. So the power of that is now dead. I can choose to live like it's still within me and like I'm a servant to that. And I'm just like, you know, how do some people say we are combusting? Like we can't help but do things that we do because we're just, that's how we're made, right? That's the argument from maybe an atheistic worldview. Like, well, you're just a product of your environment. You're a product of the atoms and the combinations of your life. No, you're not. You know, with love, I don't believe you are. So we have a choice, right? And like I said, what are some things we can excavate? For me, that is one of the biggest things in my life. I excavated and I feel like I look and sound maybe different when I excavate that, when I just realize that has no power on my life. I can choose to believe the lie and keep bad habits around, but ultimately I'm free from those things. I am free in a man walking in freedom to those things in my life. So what are some things we can cut out? What's the weight that's holding you back? Maybe it's physical, literal weight. And what I would recommend you is to get a coach, to go through a program. I have my BeFit program. It's what I do for a living. It's what I do for my passion. And I want to see more guys unlock their greatness to wake up to their potential, drop the weight literally and figuratively, and step into the life they were created to live. That should be every single one of you. Why not? Why not you? Why not me? Fire me up, dude. Okay? So I'm going to end it here. Hebrews 12. It's a great name for a coffee shop, Christian coffee shop. Hebrews. Okay, sorry. Okay. Hebrews 12. Therefore, having said all that, now that I said drop the weight, literally, figuratively, stuff that's holding you back. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Christ, on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God, right hand of the throne of God. It is finished. That verse just fires me up. I'm sorry. That's the ultimate sacrifice, and that's the repercussions of the ultimate sacrifice. We can walk in freedom because of that. You can ditch the weight. You can cast off the stuff that's holding you back, the weight, the figurative and literal weight of your life, and become more the person God created you to be by doing so. That should be your mission. That should be the mindset, because you must sacrifice something. Every single day, you and I, on some level, sacrifice something. Don't let it be your future. Don't let it be the potential that you have that's God-given. Don't let it be anything but those two things, man. Refuse to be average. Refuse to just back down and survive in life. Refuse to just try to make it and just be so distraught and discouraged all the time. Man, wake up to your potential. Get 1% better. Realize the sacrifices you make today will determine the quality of your life tomorrow. Okay? Boom. Fire me up, man. If you love this episode, DM me. Share it with a friend. Share it with family members. I had a friend DM me the other day talking about how she shared some of the podcast with her family, and I love that. So same thing, man. Like it, review it, share it. Guys, I love you. I hope you are committed just like I am to getting 1% better, to being physically fit, mentally fit, and spiritually fit. And remember, sacrifice, man. Sacrifice what needs to go for the better, greater good of your life and the lives you're going to impact in the future. All right? Love it, guys. Appreciate the time. Remember, stay fit, be sacrificial, and be fit. Love you guys.